America Online, the country's largest online service, has a new flat rate price, $19.95 a month for unlimited access. Usage has surged, and the company's stock price has gone up as well. But the increased demand has made it harder for many customers to log on. The increasing interest in AOL comes at a time when the other two major commercial online services, Prodigy and CompuServe, are struggling to stay in business. NPR's John McChesney has a report.
Over the past couple of years, many internet experts have been warning that the commercial online services would be done in by the richness of offerings to be found on the World Wide Web. They said that these closed systems would become less attractive when people discovered that they could simply buy direct access to the web from an internet service provider. So, in order not to be outflanked, the commercial online services quickly opened a back door onto the internet for their users. And today, the chief of America Online, Steve Case, claims his company really never saw a sharp distinction between AOL and the internet.
I think in the last year or two, there's been a technology-centric kind of a naivete within the industry focused on kind of a war over standards, the internet or versus AOL, for example, and that was never really our view. We always said that we viewed AOL as being about the internet and a whole lot more and less about the technology and more about the experience.
That whole lot more that Mr. Case mentions is the collection of services like chat rooms and publications like Business Week or the New York Times that he's gathered under the AOL net. And when AOL began to offer people access to the internet, it ran a meter on the time people spent there. You got the first 5 hours for $9.95 a month, and every hour on top of that cost another $2.95. Then earlier this year, AT&T offered unlimited access to the internet for only $19.95 a month. So AOL could no longer afford to charge extra for its aggregated services and publications if it wanted to stay in the internet access game. And Mary Modall, an analyst for Forrester Research, says that AOL has been lucky that AT&T didn't really know much about the internet business.
Frankly, AT&T has really helped AOL by fumbling on service pretty badly. So the leading prospective internet access provider has really not yet reached its full capability in terms of service. It's fumbled pretty badly this year.
Mary Modall believes that AOL's current success obscures much deeper problems that the company will have to face in the next couple of years. The basic problem, she says, is that AOL is in two different businesses at the same time, the internet access business and the online media business.
Right now, the online business is one where, you know, you can either be in the access business where there are literally no profits, or you can be in the content business where there's actually no revenue yet. I mean, it's just a very difficult business. It's a startup industry, and none of the business models have really sorted out yet.
Case says his company anticipated the surge that the new flat rate would bring and has warned its customers that logging on to the service may be difficult in the coming days. Moreover, he says people should simply expect some technical difficulties in these early days of networking.
If you look at the early days of the telephone or the early days of television, there were some bumps in the road as it made this march to the mainstream. But our commitment to providing world-class quality service at every aspect is definitely there, and we're racing to try to put that in place, which is why we've gone from hundreds of employees a few years ago to now over 5,000 employees who are really focused on providing a quality experience for millions of people.
Analyst Mary Modall believes that AOL will ultimately lose the race to become the leading internet access provider, even though today, with its nearly 7 million subscribers, AOL can lay claim to almost half of the internet users in the United States. Modall says AT&T has far more experience in the networking business than AOL does.
I think AT&T, all the way to its board level, believes that this is a critical industry for them to dominate. So AT&T will come after this network market. It may take them 2 years, it may take them 3 years, and they will win it at the end of the day, without a doubt.
Modall says she believes America Online will be forced to sell its AOL net, that's the dial-up network part of AOL, sometime next year, so the company can concentrate all of its efforts on the content business. But the gathering together of services and publications under one roof has yet to be financially successful on the internet, and many observers believe that media companies, newspapers and record labels and movie studios, will be reluctant to share their revenues with a company like AOL when they can sell their wares on the internet by themselves. AOL's founder Steve Case disagrees.
Well, I think if you look at the history of media over the past century, actually the so-called content aggregators usually had the best businesses. That's essentially what TV networks do, for example. And the reason for that is consumers really prefer one-stop shopping.
Steve Case, of course, hopes that one stop will be AOL, and he believes that AOL will continue to grow until it serves tens of millions of users in the next few years. Mary Modall, on the other hand, believes that while AOL will indeed grow over the next year, the company will face a serious crisis in 1998. In San Francisco, I'm John McChesney.